Today's share, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Taf Resh Nun Hey. And this Siman deals with Isurim involving instructing a non-Jew to do something Aser on Yom Tif or benefiting from such an act that was performed by a non-Jew for the sake of a Jew. It is therefore necessary, before we start, to go over some of these basic principles. There's two halachas. There's halacha of Amir la'akum, you guys remember from Hilchos Shabbos, and there is the halacha of deriving benefit from the malacha or other isurim performed by a non-Jew. So in terms of Amir la'akum, the issur d'rabbanan of Amir la'akum involves instructing a non-Jew on Shabbos or Yom Tov to perform any activity that a Jew is asa from doing. And this is true even if only an issur d'rabbanan. There's a machlokes amongst the Rishonim as to whether one is allowed to have a non-Jew perform activities which are derabanan, isuri derabanan, in order to facilitate the performance of the mitzvah. We'll see this in Mishnah Berurah coming up in Sifkat and Gimel. And the reasoning of those who permit this is that the isur of instructing a non-Jew, in this case, is itself one derabanan built atop another. That is, it is only by combining two isuri derabanan that doing so is going to make it usher. And why? Because the activity itself is only derabanan, and the issur against instructing a non-Jew to perform even a daraisa is only derabanan. So since it is more lenient, Chazal permitted this for the sake of a mitzvah. This concept is known by the poskim as a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. It's a double derabanan that is done for the sake of a mitzvah. We'll see this coming up in Sifkat and Gimel, and we saw this at length in Siman Shin Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah there especially gets into it there, Sifkat and Chaf. And instructing a non-Jew to go ahead and perform a daraisa, on the other hand, that's usher even, according to everybody, even for the sake of performing a mitzvah. Ayin Shom back in Resh Ayin Vav Sifkatan Chav Hey, and again Shin Zayin Sifkatan Chav Dalid for certain exceptions to this rule. So that's the basic Yisayit. And so once again, there is, as we said, a machlokas Rishonim as to whether one is allowed to have a non-Jew perform activities that are only Asa D'Rabbanan in a scenario where it's going to facilitate the mitzvah. Shvus, the shvus, the makom mitzvah. Example would be instructing a non-Jew, not let's say in this case, with the other cases here, but an example normally would be instructing a non-Jew to go ahead and scale a tree on Rosh Hashanah so as to retrieve a shofar from the top of the tree. Now, that's all in terms of Amir la'akum. There's another halacha, deriving benefit from halacha, or other isurim performed by a non-Jew. And basically, if a non-Jew performed, even of his own accord, some isur activity for the sake of a Jew, it is usur to derive benefit from that act on Shabbos or Yom Tov. If the act was a daraisa malacha, no one can benefit from his activity. If the act was a isur derabanan of Shabbos, it is also only for the person or people for whom it was performed to derive benefit from it, but others can benefit from it. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether it is permitted here to perform the mitzvah with a lulav that was brought into the area by a non-Jew from outside the tchum, right? And the tchum, as we know, Chazal, regezer, the person has to remain within whatever locale, city, town, he was located in at the onset of Shabbos or onset of Yom Tov. He has to go ahead and remain there for the remainder of Shabbos or Yom Tov. He's allowed to walk around within the city, as well as up to 2,000 amos in any direction beyond the city borders, but no more than that. Now, this perimeter around the city, beyond which a person cannot walk, that's referred to as the tchum, outside the tchum. Now these halachas are discussed at length in Siman Shin Tzadi Vav through tough test Zion. And it is also, as you should know, usher to transport items outside of their tchum, as we learned as well there in Shin Sadi and Shin Sadi Zion. Now, we then move weiter into the Ramah, as we'll see, because he's going to reference the discussion of if and when it might be permitted even to instruct a non-Jew to bring a lulav from outside the tchum, and a lot of it is based on what we just discussed in our intro. So again, we have the Isser of Amir al-Akum that we have to focus in on here, and the Isser of a separate Isser of deriving benefit from Malacha or other Isurim performed by a non-Jew. So here we go. Nachri Shehevi Lulav LiYisrael Michutz L'Tchum. A Nachri that brings a Lulav to a Yisrael Michutz L'Tchum, from outside the Tchum. And again, this is a separate Isser, as we're going to see. And just to review, you should appreciate that there's the Isser Derabanan of Tchum, which is going outside of the 2,000 Amos, or taking something outside the 2,000 Amos, outside the city. And then there is the Deraisa of 12 mil that is a Deraisa Isser of Tchum. If you hold Tchum, Tchum is Deraisa, as we will see. Nachri Shehevi Lulav Yisrael Michutz Tchum Mutla Litlo Yafilu Misha Huva Bishvilo. So he says that Nachri that brings a Lulav to Yisrael from outside the Tchum, so it is mutter to take it, even the person who it was brought for. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah adds, Vayein Le'el, Simon Tavkuf Pei Vav, Sif Kav Aleph, Kav Beis, Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Gimel, Im Mutter Lo'imar L'Nachri Levech Acharav. He says, check out those Simon, the Ramah says, as to whether or not it is permitted to tell a non-Jew to walk out of the Tchum for a Lulav, right? Or Ol Chal Yom Tov Bishvilo, or to otherwise go ahead and the Mechalel desecrate Yom Tov, the Mechalel Yom Tov for it. And now we will see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph. Mutter Lit Lo. It is permitted, he says, for the Jew who the Lulav is brought to take it for the mitzvah. And one could take it even if he was the one that the lulav was brought for. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. When we call makom aser l'taltal chutz la'arba amos im ha'ir ein ba'eruv, he says, still, however, it's also to move it outside of four amos from wherever the non-Jew placed it and deposited it, and that is if the city does not have an eruv. The city does not have an eruv. Instead, so what does he need to do? So in that case, the city does not have an Eruv, so then instead he must go to the location where the non-Jew deposited and placed it, and then take it there. A house, however, if it was placed in a house, even a large one, that's considered like what? That's considered like one unit. Right? One unit of Dalet Amos, and therefore the Lulav can be moved around freely within the house. Now, as we mentioned in the intro, it's also to benefit from an activity performed by a non-Jew that a Jew could not perform on Shabbos or Yom Tov if the act was done on behalf of a Jew. This includes benefiting from an item from outside of the Tchum. Now, the Lesh Shulchan Aruch here paskins that is permitted to make use of a Lulav brought from outside the Tchum, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, we'll see in Sivkot and Gimel, he's going to explain that this is based on the principle that fulfilling a mitzvah is not considered hanah, it's not considered benefit. So we'll see more of that when we get to it. Now, aside from the Isser, to remove an item from its Tchum, if an item was in fact taken out of its Tchum on Yom Tov, it can't be moved outside the four Amos in which it was deposited. So what's basically happening here is that is all true, but the Shulchan Aruch, back in Tuf Aleph, he paskin that if an object which was taken out of its tchum was placed and deposited in a walled-in city, then it can be carried about within the city, as the whole city is viewed as if it is a single location of Dalet Amos, and this would certainly apply to a house as well. Ayin Sham. And we continue on weiter, and he says, he says, for an elderly or ill, infirm person who is unable to walk, there one should instruct a non-Jew to support it, to transport it to them. Again, that is, if they are unable to go to where the lulav is located because they're a zaken, because they're infirm, and it is usher to move the lulav from its present Dalet Amos, so he basically says that this iser against moving an object outside the four Amos in which it was placed and deposited is Durabana. Therefore, instructing the non-Jew to do so is permitted for the sake of allowing the infirm person, the chayla shem osakana, to perform the mitzvah of lulav. And again, we will specify more of this in Sif Katan Gimel coming up. And once again, he now goes and he says, based on what we said before, avalim yesh sham erev yachol l'talpalo b'chol ha'ir, rak chutz l'makom ha'erev eino shara rashoi l'talpalo. He says, if however there is an erev, so then one can transport the lulav throughout the entire city, and only in areas outside the area of the erev would it be not permitted to transport it. The basic yisoid is that the presence of an Erev allows the entire city to be considered like a single unit of Dalet Amos. Therefore, the Lulav can be carried about within the area enclosed by the Erev. Again, we're not talking about the Isser of carrying, because this is even on Yom Tov. We're talking about the Isser here of Chutz L'Tchum, and when it's brought, there's a limitation that you're not allowed to take it out of the Dalet Amos to where it was brought. But here, for a zaken or for a chole, she'en bo sakana, you can go ahead and have the guy even move it from the Dalet Amos from where he deposited to the zaken or the chole. Continue on in Sif Beis, Bishvilo. This is true even for the one that it was brought for. Bain, he says, Bain b'yom tov rishon, Bain b'yom tov sheni, Sukkot days. Afilu ba b'tzivuyon. He says here that this is true whether this occurred on the first day of Yom Tov or on the second day of Yom Tov, and even if the non-Jew came based on the Jew instructing him to go and to come and bring it from Chutz L'Tchum. So basically, although the mitzvah of Lulav on the second day of Yom Tov is only derabbanan in nature, it nevertheless is important enough to warrant making use of the Isser activity of the non-Jew. And that's why he says this is true even if it's the second day of Yom Tov where the mitzvah is only derabbanan, still you can have the non-Jew do this for him. He moves weiter. We're talking where, again, the second day of Yom Tov, the whole day itself is derabbanan, the chutz laretz. We move weiter, Sif Katan Gimel. So the Rama had said that you should see above Siman Tavkuf Pei Vav, Siman Shin Zayin, as to whether it is permitted to tell a non-Jew to walk out of the Tchum for a Lulav or to otherwise be Mechal Yom Tov for it. And here, now the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain at length. And here we go. Sif Katan Gimel. Vayein Le'el Siman Tavkuf Pei Vav Sif Chaf Aleph, the Siman Shin Zayin. So he says, Hainu, that is, the Siman Shin Zayin, maybe a mechaber, gam das haoser, shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. He says, the Shulchan Aruch, there in Shin Zayin, he quotes and brings down not only the Mekel opinion, but also the opinion which assers a shvus de shvus for the sake of a mitzvah. And that, what he's saying here, is that the Shulchan Aruch there presents this subject as actually a machlokes, citing both those who permit it as well as those who aser it. However, in Siman, he goes on weiter, the Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Tafkuf Peivav Sifchaf Aleph Sasam Lahakal Bezeh below Hevi Klal Das HaOser. He says in Tafkuf Peivav he says Sif Katan Chaf Sifchaf Aleph, not Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Sifchaf Aleph. Shulchan Aruch paskins unequivocally to be makel on this, and he does not at all cite the Yisr, which the opinion which assers it, meaning this would suggest that the Shulchan Aruch's final position on this issue is that it is totally permitted, and therefore accordingly he says l'fizeh mutar achal chatchila leiman alachri biyom tov lavidula michutz l'tchum. Based on this, it is permitted even l'chatchila to tell a non-Jew on Yom Tov to bring a lulav from outside the tchum. Umashe kasav mitchila nachri shehevi. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch, that which the Shulchan Aruch writes at the beginning of the sift, if a non-Jew brought, etc., hainu, and now again, this implies that it would be usher to instruct the non-Jew to bring it. So it says, hainu, v'bezeh mutar afil evi michutz l'tchum shel shnei masar mil. Means that this is permitted, and it is permitted for him to take it, even if the non-Jew brought it from outside the tchum of 12 mil. And that's big stuff. Now, as mentioned, we had said that walking beyond the tchum of 2,000 amos is the rabbanah. However, as we pointed out, some Rishonim maintain that walking beyond a tchum of 12 mil, each mil being 2,000 amos, that is an Isser Doiraisa, the Shitas HaRambam, in Hilchos Shabbos, as well as the Rif, in Eruvin, and quoted in the Beis Yosef, in Shin Tzadi Zayin Aleph. So basically, the Mishnah Berurah now continues on, and he says, the Lakama, right, we said, according to Lakama Poskim, who Isser Doiraisa LeYisrael, according to numerous Poskim, okay, if you bring something from outside the 12 mil tchum, that is aser d'oraisa. It's aser min haTorah for a Jew. V'imkein aser l'chatchila lomar la'akum lo'avi afilu b'makom mitzvah. And therefore, as such, it would indeed be aser l'chatchila to tell a non-Jew. It would be aser l'chatchila to tell a non-Jew it would be usher to tell him to bring it even if it is needed for a mitzvah. Nevertheless, he says, nevertheless, mikol makom, kevan shekvar hevi mutar liklo latzeisbo. He says, nevertheless, since the non-Jew had already brought it, it is going to be permitted to take it and fulfill one's mitzvah, fulfill one's chiyuv with it. And that includes even the person for whom it was brought. What's the reason? Vatam, the reason is that since it is permitted for anyone to move it, so memela mutar gam latzeisbo. So therefore, it follows that it is permitted to fulfill one's mitzvah and chiyuv of taking the lulav with it as well. Because the Isser is only to derive benefit from it. And using something for a mitzvah is not considered benefit. It's what's called mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. And therefore, since it's permitted for anyone to move it, so it will then follow, as we said, that it is permitted to fulfill one's obligation with it as well, and it is usher in general only to derive benefit from it, and therefore using it for a mitzvah such as a lulav is not considered a hana. When we call makom, then he goes on, even though the Shulchan Aruch, right, implies that it is usher to instruct a non-Jew to bring a lulav from outside the tchum of 12 mil, he says nevertheless, we call makom, in a shas hadchak situation, under pressing circumstances where no other lulav can be found, lulav achel at Seitzbo, where no other lulav can be found in the city with which to be yotze the mitzvah. So here is kimu achronim v'yesh lahakel loymar la'akum la'avi afilu chutz l'shneim asar mil k'dei l'kayim ha-mitzvah aseh di lulav. Because here, the achronim agree that one can act and be makel, can act leniently, be makel, and instruct a non-Jew to bring it even from beyond the 12 mil, so as to fulfill the positive mitzvah, the mitzvah's aseh of lulav. He says, now all this applies only if the non-Jew would be able to return on that day, and the Jew would be able to yikayim mitzvah takeif, and the Jew would be able to fulfill the mitzvah immediately. However, concerning sending him on the first day of Yom Tov, so that he'll come on Yom Tov Sheni, that is Aser L'Shalcho Chutz L'Shnei Masa Mil. That's going to be Aser to send him outside of the Tchum of 12 Mil. V'da'od, and you should know as well, V'dafka Michutz L'Tchum She'ein Alav Iser Tiltol V'Kenom El. He says, you should know, even weiter, that this heter applies only to something that was merely brought from outside the tchum. Why? She'ein alav iser tiltol. Why? Because there's no real iser to move it. He says, as was kadom el, as was explained previously. Aval, arava she'nit l'shav yom tov. However, when coming to, let's say, an arava that was plucked from a tree on yom tov, even if not for the sake of a Jew, that cannot be moved. Bein b'yom tov rishon, u'bein b'yom tov sheni, aser l'taltalo, it's going to be aser to move, whether it's yom tov rishon, yom tov sheni, afilu ein lo acheres l'tesbo. Even if one has no other arava with which to be yotze his mitzvah. And what's the reason for this? The reason is that the arava is mukta, dimuktahi. The shvus afilu b'makom mitzvah asru, because as he says, the reason, once again, the rav is mukta and Chazal asered violating an issa derabbanon even for the sake of a mitzvah. Achein, however, in nidlisha b'yom tov rishon mutaris b'sheni, if it was plucked on the first day of Yom Tov, it's going to be permitted to take it on the second day of Yom Tov. Im lo keshechal yom tov rishon v'shabbos, the asal it says but gam biyom rishon. Unless, of course, the first day of Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos, and in that case, it's going to be also to fulfill the mitzvah with it on Sunday as well. The asal it says but gam biyom rishon, because the kaimelan b'simon taf kuf gimel in beitza, as we learn there regarding a beitza, that if Shabbos, the Shabbos v'yom tov asmuchim, that if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov that fall out one right after the other, nolda bezeh, asura bezeh. An egg which was laid on the first day of the 2 days is aser on the second day. Ein l'chaber lulav v'hu chutz l'tchum. And he says, and if one's fellow Jew has no lulav and he is outside the tchum, and then obviously the question is whether it's going to be permitted for the person with the lulav to instruct a non-Jew to bring the lulav to the other person, he says, that's going to depend. That's going to depend. What's it going to depend on? Im ein lo maos liknos liatmo mudil lezeh l'shlocho. If the person has no money with which to buy a lulav for himself, then it's going to be permitted for the person, right, who's aware of the other person's plight, to send it to him through a non-Jew. Aval im yesh biyecholto liknos upashav lokana ein omrim l'adam chatei b'shvil. If, however, it is in the person's ability to actually buy one, but he was negligent and did not buy it, then it's going to be usher to send one to him with a non-Jew, because we do not tell a person, chatei, sin, so that your friend will be zaycha, will merit. Now, again, there's more to say on this, but we did really most of all of these halachas previously. You can go back to the Erevin Shiurim and the Shabbos Shiurim. Ad Kan.